Welcome to the next episode of The Conway Show. Today's episode is a little bit different. We've got a round table discussion with the fellow runners that are running to Sydney, 1,000 Ks in 10 days, May the 18th. So we had a bit of a raw conversation of how we're going in the lead up to this run. We're only 38 days away, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
I know we catch up normally on WhatsApp and we're always talking to each other, seeing how we're going, but it's good to catch up and have a chat in person and seeing actually how we're going, I guess, and how we're travelling, and we're 38 days away.
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Game on.
So how are we feeling?
We're obviously pretty close to getting back to the running. So hopping recovery's going well with the leg. So I have a test tomorrow with Brenton and we'll head back on it. So a couple of hours today on the bike and
How's that been with just on the bike?
Horrible.
Are you finding it's in helping you improve in terms of like your endurance, like your cardio endurance at all?
I'm getting through it okay. It's sweating a lot.
Yeah.
Like as you've seen. I don't know, it's a bit of sweat. But it's been interesting. It's been a mental battle to try and do it and be stuck in the same spot for a couple of hours. So still feel like we're a long way off where I'd like to be, but we've got to do what we've got to do, right? So the mental battle, not being able to run for a few weeks has been tough with the expectation. It's probably been the biggest thing, so.
Yeah.
Well, especially with all us, like, running. Yeah. I mean, it's, and this is a running event. I know we've spoken about gentlemen getting by, but just when you can't run, You're 38 days away.
Mm-hmm. I think I take it, like, when we've been chatting, I think we take it back to, like I always think about how Ned was turning up to the start line and he was completely, sort of broken before he started. So I'm always thinking sort of that mentality. I'm like, well, as long as I'm not in that situation, I think we'll be all right. Because I feel like he was in not a good way, like, when you heard about it. So I think, I keep thinking, man, I think we're all going to have niggles at one point or the other and we're all going to be... Like, I know I've had a pretty shit last scare with my shin last week. It freaked me out. But now I feel like it's good and, I don't know, I feel like it's just going to be part of the course, all this sort of stuff. Not your situation.
Nah.
I think everyone's going to have something.
Yeah, what kind of toll... The other thing is, like, what kind of toll does it have on your mental state? And I think that's where the strength kind of comes in. We can be 90% physically ready, but then how much are we going to be able to force ourselves to just keep continuing mentally, physically, we will be able to get through it, and we may be unscathed, or we might come out of it a little bit injured or sore every single day. But how are we going to be mentally pushing through? And I think this example for both of you boys as well is like those little niggles as well. And same with me and Dylan, we've had experiences where we've had a week off, we've had the problems we've had, and it's understanding. Cool, okay, that set us back, but then how are we mentally pushing ourselves through?
It's like any grand final, boxing fight, UFC fight, not one of the fighters goes in 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the mentality I've had to have and carry, is that, right, we're going to go in, we'll be a little bit overdone, but we'll, we're doing everything we can behind the scenes, training, strength, doing everything we can.
So, yeah, it's funny, you get to the point with the training, though, it's like you can't comprehend yourself getting fitter. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You get to a certain point, you're like, man, I just want it to happen now.
Yeah.
I want to feel that top end of awful. Because I know, we all know it's going to be well past the fitness point.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I know we've all broken ourselves at certain points and now, training careers or whatever the crazy shit we've done.
Mm.
But it's like you start thinking about all those times, you're like, everything I trained for never really put me in that position to feel that.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of just looking forward to feeling that.
But we haven't even touched the waters of how hard this is going to be.
Correct.
And, I mean, for me, the biggest thing has been mentally. What my body's been pulling out, not too bad. It's more about, having to run every single day. It's just especially, I'm not a runner. I don't like running. That's why we choose running events instead of doing it on a roller bike, whatever it is. That's easier for me than running. And I mean, the mental toll of running every single day for at least an hour and a half, this week, can it be at least 18 hours of running? That's incredible. That's gentlemen, when else do you put aside a hobby to run 18 hours? You don't. Like, you don't play 8 hours of golf.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like, I was like, I can't even get out for a round. I can't even get out for one, yeah.
So, like, it's... And for me, running the same streets...
Yeah.
...is really doing my head in. And, on Thursday, we've got a 50K run and we're going to run to Geelong. Do you know what I mean? I haven't run that way. I always run around here. Mm.
It's a little bit exciting, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's something different. Yeah. And even, like, the run we did, the 60K run, training run, that was different again. Like, you sort of get hyped up for those little wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you sort of have a down after. And then you can sort of think about, geez, after this event, what's the down going to be like? Like, it's... And we've spoken about it briefly, do you know what I think it's something we need to speak about a lot closer to the event, how hard you crash after this. And I think, when we come up with this event, we didn't know... Ned was doing it. Well, he hadn't done it yet, and I hadn't really heard of him. But now people have done events, and you can see how, hearing his podcast, you can see other people running across the world, across America, and hearing, I guess, what they're going through, it gives you a little bit more appreciation of how hard it's going to be mentally. Like, this is, like, it's going to be incredible.
It's funny, you just can't train for it, though, right? Like, we can run all we want, but we can't, I don't know, I feel like that sort of level of mental... anguish and like that pain, you can't train till you're there. Like, you can prepare yourself as much as we can, and we can be as strong as we are mentally, and as you said, like, it's getting out there and running when you don't want to is obviously part of it, but I don't think anything can ever prepare you for that deep, deep, dark, you know, like, you were at the 100K, like, 13 hours in, being like, holy shit, like, this is it, like, this is the hole, you know what I mean? Like,
and we have to do that 10 days.
Day after day,
like,
I know.
And, like, do you know what I mean? I know. The footage of me walking into the house up in Torquay, like, I mean, I was literally shaking uncontrollably, couldn't even take my runners off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Walking the next day. Walking is the hardest thing ever.
Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and we have to be able to do that, like, it's so... It's not even about getting through day one, day two. It's about like getting through day three, four, five. There's a guy running across America now, and I've taken a fair bit from him, and he's going doing the first. He's doing 64 k's for 60 miles, which is about 80 k's for 64 days. And he goes, the first 50 k's are business. That's what he says. He gets up, it's business. And then he has a sleep. He uses his new car map, has a rest, recovery, eats, and then he gets to the last 3 miles or something like that, and he walks it with a beer with his support crew and enjoys it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, I'm taken from that and going, geez, that's something probably we need to do, is enjoying everything.
Walk with a beer.
Walk with something.
You need to embrace it, right? Like, I was saying to someone on the weekend, they were saying to me, like, still people ask you, why you're doing it? What's the reasoning? Like, what is there any point behind it? All this sort of stuff. But, I keep saying to myself, it's like, when in the next... 50 years of my life, is someone going to come to me and go, hey, bro, you want to run from Melbourne to Sydney? Like, no one's ever going to ask you to do that shit. In your circle, there's no one that's going to go, hey, man, let's go fucking run across America.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's go walk a peak in Tokyo. Whatever it is, like, but if you're in that opportunity, like, you're crazy to say no.
And then to get 11 people, 12 people come with you.
So I know. It's never going to happen like that. So no. I was like... Obviously, now that it's all, going ahead, and back when it was an idea, but even when it was an idea, you think, man, I know that when we say stuff, we just do it. So it's like, you can't say no. Like, no matter how much I wanted to be like, I really don't want to do this. Like, I knew how much of my life was going to take up. I knew how hard it was going to be. I'm like, man, I'm never going to do this shit again. It's never going to happen again.
Correct. Yeah.
Ever in my life.
And I think that's why I jumped out. We were on a training run, I think, early on in the Surf Coast. And I said, what's the next big, goal, and you said, let's run from Sydney. And I went, took a moment, and I went, and that was it. It was on. Like, it was, and it was the opportunity, as you say, doesn't come up, but like, watching guys, I love the UFC, but Volkanovski and Adesanya on the weekend, the two of them have very similar messages. It's the happiness they felt from their success is only based on how hard the challenge was. And Volkanovski came up short in his one, but he said at the end of the fight, he said, I'm a far better fighter for challenging myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lessons from that are,
just try, just get out there and try.
It's funny, you take away the limits, like, and there's nothing that can, there's no excuses. Like, before I said, oh, we'll run to Geelong on Thursday. And you're like, oh yeah, okay. You know what I mean? And it's not like, oh shit, like Geelong, fuck, surely not. And I said, oh, we'll run on the freeway. And, like, you guys are like, probably 10 seconds gone, oh shit, he actually means that.
No, he's joking. It actually took me a while to realise his brain but it's actually working.
But it's so funny because we know how far away Geelong is, and we know our runs around Williamstown, we know different points we run into, and doing the routes that we always do literally every single day. But again, it's you mentioned Geelong, and you know that's only, what would you say, 64 Ks, and that's not even, that's
half a day's work,
or just over half a day's work, you know, like it's that thing of, like, you say Geelong, I'm like, oh my god, that's so far away. But in saying that, like, it again, there's a small little win, a small little challenge that would then kind of see us get to that 100 on the first day and go, I ran to Geelong, you know, and it's only a marathon after that.
Yeah, I think in the best sense. For me, that 60K run we did, and you guys hopped in on that, it really put me in a mental state of, like, what it's going to be like, and the times and the speed you're going to be running at, like, under fatigue. Like, we've spoken about it in terms of heart rate and how fast you're running, but, like, by the end of the 60K, I was running, like, 6:15, 6:30. That's what it's going to be like.
Correct.
Like, because you're literally, you've got no energy because you haven't eaten properly, do you know what I mean? You're literally going on gels and that. Two, your legs are fatigued, like, your mind's gone, do you know what I mean? So that's why we're going to run together on Thursday, because we need to get used to at least running with each other at the start of every single day. It's a lot different. Like, you can't let someone down.
You can't. And it's also, I don't know, it's definitely a different type of enjoyment. Like, when you're like, I think we ran the first like 15K without even blinking, and we were just yarning the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then Tristan jumped in, and you're like, holy shit, we're at 15K. And then it's like, I don't know, like the speed and like the being able to yarn and enjoy it. And I think that's like, I've been thinking about that a lot too, about like, you know, having that support crew there and all the people we care about behind us who are in this, like, on this journey with us. I was like, fuck, it's going to be a lot of fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, although it's going to be awful, like, at periods, like, as I said, like, it's a once in a lifetime. We really got to get out there and, like, in my opinion, it's just like, it's going to be a lot of pushing through really awful times, but then enjoying some really serious highs. Yeah. Around people that'll never happen again.
But it's together. That's the cool thing. And I did a run yesterday, and that was the first thing I kind of put on my Instagram. And obviously I vlog every single run, and it's been 65 runs, and it's huge. And I try and make sure after every run I kind of give an update whether the audience wants it or not. And
they do, bro. They love
they
it.
They do. They love it. But the last kilometre, I'm on my home stretch, and one of the members, Beck, here, and her dog, I've turned around a corner and she was walking her dog. And she's like, yes, Jake, and she's cheering. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, I'm only doing a training run. But she then got her phone out and she's like, ready to like interview me. Like, I've only got a kilometre left. And that little switch in my head went, there's so many people backing us. We're here to help each other, and we're here to support each other, and we're going through the same pains. But, like, we run around the streets and people are tooting us, cheering at us, telling us that we look good, and all those things that, like, has actually been helpful for our training, because we have not only a network of our staff and of each other, but we have a huge network of members and people in the community that support us. We went running maybe 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't sure if it was my partner's parents or not, but these people drove past and started honking at us. I'm like, okay, and we waved, and they kept honking. We're like, hey, like that, and kept going. But we had no idea who they were. But that gave us that little boost.
It's,
you know,
crazy. It definitely puts like a little bit of, like, I don't know, like, healthy pressure. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you know everyone's sort of rooting for you and backing you, but also, like, do you know what I mean? When you've got that support group, it makes you think, oh, fuck, like, half the reason you're doing it is for, obviously, the people that support you.
You're right.
Well, yeah. How many people are motivated, inspired by us doing this? There are people that come to us and said, like, I mean, I've started running, I've run 1K, like, you got me to run I haven't run 10K in my life.
Yeah.
Like, that is the reason, I was thinking, like, yesterday, last night on my run, like, that is the reason why we're able to do stuff like this, because we're able to impact on a large audience, and we're doing it through the Holler Foundation is to impact even more people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To get people out, put their runners on, get into the gym, go for a walk, run, whatever it is. Like, it's the impact. I don't think we really understand the impact, how big it is.
Well, I think it's funny, man. I don't think any of us are doing it for ourselves in the real weird way. Or our egos or anything. It's just literally, we're doing it for other people. Like, this whole thing has been
perfect. We have our personal battles, you know? Like, the whole, We found through the process of however many weeks it's been, we have had our personal battles. But the thing that has got us through is people are doing more off the back of what we're doing. And again, we didn't physically go out of our way to inspire people, but it has.
Yeah.
And again, we've had this opportunity to, and a platform to literally do something like that, and having an event coming up in 2 weeks' time, the TPC 100, having that there with 160 plus people doing it, how many of those people have done it based on seeing us, and how much have they stuck to the plan from seeing how we're running? And people coming up to us and going, oh, how's your run going? And, oh yeah, really good. And I say it every single day. I might mention it 6 or 7 times to people. But then, oh, then how's your running going? Oh, I did 10. I've never done 10 in my life. Mm. Oh my God, great. That's awesome. So it's the inspiration has been next level. We're super happy to be able to be in that position to do that.
I think we're just super lucky to be in an environment where we've got all these people here. Like, a lot of people don't get that chance to have these people around them and have a community around them. Like, that's just, we're so lucky.
It starts with us. Like, we've got our WhatsApp group, and we're putting every single run, bike, whatever it is on there. And then we're able to support each other through each one. Like, it's like, I mean, every single run is a tick off the box.
It's like, and
we're happy for each other. Like, we need, and we spoke about this from the start, the only way for this to run the way we want it to run is for us to all get through this and to be finishing it nice and strong.
Yeah.
And understanding that, I mean, that even in the Surf Coast, there were times when we struggled bad mentally. Do you know what I mean? So that's going to happen. How many times over the 10 days? It's not even funny.
Mm.
And we need to be able to see each other going through that and sort of pull each other out of it to make sure that we can get through this. And it's day by day. It's our way out in a moment. Do you know what I mean? You've got a support group, but we've also got us that we're relying on each other.
Yeah.
So
I think the suffering together makes it easier in that you know that you're the only one going through it. So, I've had my battles with the leg, but equally, I know that everyone's had their own ups and downs, you know, whether it's being crook, your back, your knee, like it's other things. We've had our own bits and pieces, but everyone's sort of checked in and it's been appreciated. And the community, the fact that everyone's getting involved at their own level is, you know, it's been, as you say, awesome. But the funny part is that when you say what we're doing amongst the community here, everyone kind of stops for a second, looks, kind of goes, okay, yeah, I get that. Outside of the community, there's a different attitude.
It's a different level of mind.
That's like that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, we can have a crack and do, and rather than, it's too hard, or it's, you know.
Yeah,
it's funny, because I remember the first thing that you said to me, it sort of stuck with me. You said the first thing, the objections we're going to have with getting sponsors and that is not getting it done. And I said, and I remember saying, oh, that's not, I don't even think about that.
Yeah.
And it's gone over my head a lot. The runs is like, I mean, finishing this is not an option.
Yeah.
Like, I'll walk, and I know we'll all walk, whatever we need to do to get through each single day. So it's funny, but from an outside point of view, 100%, that would be like, oh, there's no way they'll finish it, this and that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, not negativity, but like, there would be definitely question marks. But I reckon more and more people in our community would understand what we've done, how we do stuff.
Yeah.
And we know we're going to get it done.
I love that. I know there's people thinking I can't do it. I think that's part of my like intrinsic motivation a little bit. Like, I love a little bit of that negative motivation. I love a little bit of like just a touch of that little like people doubting you. I enjoy that a little bit. Do you know what I mean? But I also think it's so important to pick stuff that you don't know if you can. Do you know what I mean? Like, exactly. I said to Shawnee the other day, we were talking about he's doing a half, you know, sign up for TPC 100. I'm like, can you run a half? He's like, yeah, I've done it before. Like, why do something, go out and train for something you know you can do? Let's do the full. Do the full. You don't know if you can do that. And it's scary. It's a step into the cold water. And you're like, man, I don't like that. But I don't like it either. I mean, I don't like going out there and running. But I think that at least we've picked something where, like, holy shit, like, it's going to take you to another place to even comprehend finishing it. Do you know what I mean? Like. Yeah. So I think that's the best bit about it, is that we don't know. We're in the unknown. But also, we know we won't give up. There's just no way.
But there's no fear.
There's no fear.
There's no fear of having a go.
No, and
pushing ourselves. Like, you know.
There's no fear.
Anxious, I reckon, though.
Yeah.
Saying something, especially out loud to everyone to know that we're doing something and put our name to it. There's definitely an anxious side to it. Like, I'm saying I'm doing this. And there's a lot of, and it's only the pressure you're putting on yourselves because you're saying that. No one's holding my gun in my head saying, you've got to do this. Like, you know, we've created this, we're doing it, we said we're going to do it.
Mm.
There's a lot of like shit, like not to let myself down to then It'd be like what you're saying, that people will go, they couldn't do it. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit like that. Because it's outrageous. Do you know what I mean? What we're trying to do. I think it's one of the reasons why we decided to do the pledge thing in terms of raising money, because we understand that a lot of people probably don't want to donate money, even though it's to the Holler Foundation mental health charity that we're doing this for, to be able to donate money without knowing that we're going to finish it.
So having
a pledge to say, I'm going to donate this much when you finish it, then there's no excuses for them. Do you know what I mean? We finish it, you pay the money that you're going to donate to the Holler Foundation, which is what we're after. I think that's a big thing as well.
I think saying something like that is exactly what the Holler's about. You know, it's you put yourself in such a vulnerable place where you put something out into the world like that. You're like, hey, I'm going to challenge myself and make myself feel extremely uncomfortable, put all my time and effort into something, and it's scary. And then you're telling everyone that it's a vulnerable place to be, because you have to follow through.
Yeah, you have
to. It's an action now. It's like you've said it, and it's like anything. Like if you follow through with the word, you know, we all do. Yeah, it's a vulnerable place to be. But it's also, as you said, like, it's not scary. It's a different sort of fear. It's just like, I'm not scared of telling people I want to do something or achieve something. I'm a little bit anxious of, like, being there every day, 10 days after another. But I'm not scared of the people that I'm around. I know that the people that are around me have got me. Do you know what I mean? It's that it's sort of vulnerable, but you're falling into that sort of net of, like, I know I can do it because I know what I've got.
It's funny because my view or my approach to stuff is do the hard thing and then tell people you've done it.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this whole thing, not the pain for running, the training, any of that, it's actually telling people that vulnerability of me saying, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm the opposite. I like to say, like, I'm going to do this. And you can put your head to it and say, I want to do this, and say it to the world, and then go and action it. Do you know what I mean? I think that's one of the biggest... not excuses, but what people don't want to do is say, oh, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to have a go at this, because they're worried about not following through with their word. Where if you're confident in knowing that you're going to follow through, then you can say whatever you want to do. That's I think if more people can be vulnerable and put themselves out there, it doesn't, there's no, as long as they have a crack, that's all it is.
I think it's part of it. Like when you set yourself a goal, you need to let everyone know that you, like your whole support network, that's your goal. I feel like that's where a lot of people fall short, because they don't put it out into the world and they keep it all intrinsic. And then all of a sudden they become so negative on themselves only, because no one's helping them build them back up for that goal. Yeah. It's like anything. If I said in my head that I want to do something this week, every day this week, I'm not going to eat chocolate or whatever, and I didn't tell Dill or Chels or whatever, then if I don't do it, who's it on? It's just on me. No one gives a shit. Do you know what I mean? So you have to let these people know in order to, like, not only, like, keep yourself accountable, but to let these people, like us guys, your family, your support crew, build you up and be like, you know, I know there's been nights, and I'm sure it's same with Nikki, where I've just been like, oh, I'm not running. And, you know, Chelsea's gone, well, I'm not taking 10 days off work to watch you if I can do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, fair enough. Okay, I'll go for a run. But it's the same thing, you know, if she wasn't involved in that, And I didn't tell her what my end goal was, mate, I'd have no idea. Do you know what I mean? She wouldn't give two shits. And I'd be sitting on the couch eating, you know, Doritos.
It's so funny. Like, the amount of times that Nikki has made me go for a run just by what she said or didn't say.
Yeah.
When I'm like, didn't say, I'm so tired. Like, and, do you know what I mean? She'd be, sometimes she'll say, like, you know, you're tired now. Like, do you know what I mean? Imagine how tired you're going to be. You know what I mean? And then just the support of, like, go for a run now. Like, doesn't matter. I'll look after bath and bedtime. Like, just go for a run. I know how important it is. And, I mean, you're going to do it 2 hours later. It's going to be, you know, I mean, you're going to feel worse for you. And just, but the time consuming of this run has been enormous. Like, do you know what I mean? Having a family, you know, working, trying to run multiple businesses. Like, it's a life consuming project for what? 20 weeks. It's full on. Like, to run, I remember seeing the program to run 6 out of 7 days. I'm like, far out. Like, that's
it is so much one. Running.
Like, and do you mean 18 hours, like, this week? That's 18 hours plus, like, run, like, doing classes. Like, that's, do you know what I mean? It's 25 hours. Like, some people don't even work that much.
No. Prep, you know what I mean? Plus cool down.
Yeah.
And your focus.
Yeah.
There was a video we watched the other week about Jeff Cunningham. Had a on Nick Bear's podcast about how
obsessed.
Yeah, either you're obsessed or you can compartmentalise your energy for things, and we're sort of getting to the point where the compartmentalisation is very hard because the obsession has to.
You're on the cusp of both, aren't you?
Yeah, and I've really struggled with life balance in the first few weeks of day car, I was quite happy, but now it's been, you know, difficult. Especially trying to be on the bike in here, I've struggled, you know.
Yeah.
It's just time. It's just take. Like, there's no easy way of getting out of a 15, 25K run. It's literally going to take you an hour and a half to 2.5 hours.
There's no extra time in the day.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're trying to have more than 24 hours in a day.
You can't. I mean, and I'll, like, obviously, I can't really fathom as much. You guys have been training, you know, doing a lot more runs than me. And, like, in terms of, like, hours, in terms of distance. So, yeah, I can't even fathom because I found it, I found the time, well, not hard, but it's been demanding. But it's just like, you can't, I don't know, you can't, as you said, you can't get away from Father Time. Like, you can't find more in the day, so you're kind of screwed.
But planning a week ahead, backwards planning, what, you know, swapping days, working out what's on, when your classes are, when you're training, when you're working. Like, that's been, that was something that, I think that was on the Nick Bear podcast as well, is forward thinking, backward planning, and all the Navy SEALs use that. It's like, right, let's work backwards from the week and next couple of weeks. So, I mean, even now, I'm thinking ahead. We've got 5 weeks and one day to go, and, you know, 12 hours, whatever it is. It's right. Well, we've got a taper. I've got to get, you know, some runs on the board, get back to a level, and then, you know, come off the other end. But we've also got logistical planning, so.
Yeah, so I think you made a good point yesterday as well. It's like, we've got to build momentum. Mm. Like, I feel like you've got to really come into it hissing, like, with a bit of momentum, like, rolling in, like, strong abs, like, rolling in with some, like, K's on you, because it's like,
well, that's the process. Like, the process is in place, the plan's in place, and I think if we've done it the right way, we know that. Yes, we've spoken about this. It's going to be hard, but the process has helped us get to where we are now in comparison to what we did last year for just one 100K run. You know, the process for this, our kilometers are through the roof, but we're finding that the bodies are adjusting to it, and the plans and the bits and pieces we've gone through over the past however long it's been, we've seen improvements. We've seen us, like, our bodies improve and be in a better position. So we should go into this with a better mindset and physically better as well.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm excited. I'm pumped.
So I reckon we'll have another catch up coffee before before we get there, and then get ready for Sydney.
Do it on the
beach.
Awesome.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks,
cheers,
boys. Coffee club.
Cheers.
He said to do cheers.
Oh, did he say that?
He said cheers.
He said to do cheers.
He said do cheers.
He thought you were just doing it randomly.